very best, like no one ever was. Hello, my name is Mario Fuentes, and I will be interviewing my father today. Can you tell me what your name is, Dad?
My name is also Mario Fuentes.
Well, that's a very nice name.
Thank you very much.
So, can you tell me where you were born?
I was born in a country in Central America region. My country name is Guatemala.
And I believe there was a civil war in Guatemala, right?
Yes.
How did you feel growing up in a country that was plagued by a civil war?
It is really difficult to live under a country that it's been affected by any kind of war, because you know you can sometimes be between the fire, like the government always fighting with the guerrilla group, and you either be with the government, with the army, or you be with the guerrilla group. And sometimes, if you don't have a side to play, you can get killed.
And I understand that your parents left you at a very young age, right?
Yes, correct.
So, during their absence, how did you move forward in life?
When they left, you know, I was really like young kid over there. I stayed with an older sister. And basically, you know, my life was kind of hard because you don't have your parents to guide you through life. There is a lot of a risk, you know, in life that you can be fall into. But, you know, thank God I kind of went through successfully.
When you first came to the United States, what was your American dream?
I had a couple of dreams. One of my first dreams was to buy a car. And actually, that I accomplished it really quick. And that was, like I said, one. Second one, I really wanted to know the language. I wanted to learn English. And, you know, nowadays I'm still learning, but I still, like, I can move around pretty good, you know, with the language that I speak. And also, my other dream was to buy a house, you know, so I can give my kids, my wife, a better life.
When you came to the United States, you were finally reunited with your parents. How did that feel?
It feel in some way weird, but in other way it was really interesting, because you know, meeting with somebody that you know is your dad or is your mom, and you haven't seen them for years. Like in my case, I didn't see my parents like for 10 years. So basically, you know, back then I'm talking about like 25, you know, 23, 24, 25, kind of like something like that, years ago. back then, you know, technology wasn't like it is today. So I only see them through pictures that, you know, they send us like once in a while. So when I see them again, it was kind of like I didn't know them. So it was like something like I was starting, you know, to know somebody for the first time.
And I understand that you work in the art industry, right?
Yes, I do.
For how long have you been working in the art industry?
I've been working in the art industry like for 20 years now, 18, 20 years. And I've been working with a lot of well-known artists. Artists, you know, that make sculptures and all that. Like I can name some of them. Like Jeff Koons is one of the biggest in the art industry right now. He's a New Yorker artist. He's been displaying like a lot of pieces all over the world. And also I had work for Oswald Kelly. This is another New Yorker artist. He actually passed away like a month ago. He was 92 years old. And I also worked for Pei White, Christian Mueller. I did some work also for this Japanese artist. He also passed away like many years ago. I was doing a lot of fixing a lot of his pieces. His name is Isamu Noguchi.
Thank you very much for letting me interview Dad.
You're welcome.
I hope you had a great time.
Thank you very much.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no person craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?